This evening we pause once again to recognize and rest in the loving presence of God. Take a deep breath. In Matthew 28, Jesus promised, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Take another deep breath. Take these next few moments of silence to rest in the loving presence of the Lord. Now I invite you to listen with me to these words from Jesus in the Gospel of John. "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants. You are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other." Listen to this passage again. Is there a word or a phrase that stands out? Is the Holy Spirit drawing to your attention any particular part of this passage? Jesus says, "This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a master doesn't confide in his servants. You are my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other." Consider what God has for you in this passage. Listen to the Lord. What is God saying to you in this passage of Scripture today? Would you now take a moment and respond to God in prayer? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.